Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, June 4th. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 63 degrees. The humidity is 94%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 29.71, and the dew point is 61 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Low-income Kansas senior citizens may be eligible for a program that provides checks to buy fresh fruit and vegetables at farmers markets. Julio Flores has more.
The Kansas Senior Farmers Market Nutritional Program is providing low-income seniors who meet age and income requirements with $50 in checks to purchase fresh fruits, vegetables, herbs, and honey from authorized farmers at local participating farmers markets. Applications for the Kansas Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program will be available starting this week at the Pittsburgh Public Housing Authority located at 101 North Pine. Seniors may apply on site from Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. I'm Blue Flores.
A man in northwest Kansas escaped after being kidnapped. The Decatur and Red Willow County Sheriff's Offices said the man was abducted Sunday and held hostage by two men who drove a minivan with Oklahoma plates. The Oberlin Police Department is continuing the investigation along with the Sheriff's Offices in those two jurisdictions. This is Kansas Information Network News.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly recently announced that $2.8 million is being invested in 15 organizations through the Digital Opportunities to Connect Kansas, or DOC, program. And these DOC grants will improve the digital skills of Kansans who have not yet been able to fully capitalize on the power of the Internet, providing Kansans the digital literacy skills necessary to live, learn, work, and compete equitably in a technology-driven society. The Kansas Office of Broadband Development received applications from numerous entities, including local governments, community organizations, and educational institutions. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said communities investing in digital skills are foundational to local and statewide economic development, and the partnerships created and strengthened through DOC underscore their commitment to ensuring all Kansans have what they need to succeed in the ever-changing digital landscape. An additional $1.95 million will be available in a second round of funding later this year to continue promoting access to digital resources and opportunities across the state. And the Kansas Office of Broadband Development will offer a technical assistance webinar to support successful applications. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has taken over an investigation after two suspects reportedly kidnapped, drugged, and abused a man for 6 days before he escaped in Decatur County, Kansas. The Red Willow County, Nebraska Sheriff's Office announced that the Decatur County, Kansas Sheriff's Office reported they recovered the victim of the kidnapping on Saturday morning. And according to the Sheriff's Office, the victim was located 3 miles north of Oberlin after he escaped from captivity. They added that the victim was taken to the hospital for medical treatment. The sheriff's office said the victim was abducted from a bar in Oklahoma and was held for 6 days. And according to the Red Willow Sheriff's Office, he seemed to have been drugged and repeatedly abused during this time in captivity. The sheriff did not reveal the identity of the victim. However, he said he has been medically cleared and reunited with his family. The sheriff's office said they interviewed the victim, who gave descriptions of two men who kidnapped him. One was a white male, about 5'6", bald, with a long brown beard and tattoos on his chest. and the second suspect was a black male, 5'10", chubby, with a mustache and a goatee with face tattoos. The sheriff's office said the two men are driving an older blue or green minivan, and they added that the suspects are dangerous and armed and should not be approached. Call 911 or local law enforcement. Nextech, in partnership with CoBank Sharing Success Program, is supporting Next Generation Roundup for Youth by sponsoring all student fees for its Life Skills Program for the 2024-2025 school year. CoBank donated $10,000 and Nextech matched it with $10,000 to make the total contribution $20,000, and it will all go towards making the Life Skills Program free to all high schools in the 28-county area of Northwest Kansas. This new funding is part of Nextech's ongoing commitment to the next generation across their service footprint. And speaking on the award, Next Generation's Executive Director Kelly Hunick said Life Skills are designed to help school districts meet the financial literacy needs of their students. So their one-day workshop teaches various skills that allow students to prepare for the real world and become financially fit citizens. Life Skills engages high school students in a hands-on learning environment at their Young Ameritown of Kansas site in Lenora, Kansas, and helps them prepare to be financially fit for their future. Students are assigned a role with a monthly salary and given a budget sheet. Students then use the budget sheet to evaluate income versus expenses and needs versus wants as they pay for daycare, groceries, student loans, utilities, and more. And later, when they spin the Life Happens wheel, they may spend more to replace a tire or cover an unexpected medical bill. While at Life Skills, students also engage in discussions following a presentation on community readiness and learn about resume writing and interviewing skills in a mini workshop format. For more information about Next Generation's Life Skills program, you can visit their website at next-generation.org/lifeskills. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks reminds Kansans that the water recreation season in Kansas has begun, and along with that, the harmful algae blooms response program's active operation. So Kansans should remain extra vigilant while engaging in activities taking place in or on the water, such as swimming, boating, and fishing. A harmful algae bloom may look like foam, scum, or paint floating on the water and be colored blue, bright green, brown, or red. Blooms can develop rapidly, so if the water appears suspicious or there is decaying algae on the shore, avoid contact and keep dogs away, as these toxins can be absorbed by ingestion, inhalation of aerosols, and even skin contact. Symptoms vary depending on the type of exposure, whether it's direct contact, ingestion, or inhalation, but can include rash, vomiting, diarrhea, fever, sore throat, and headache. If you or your pets come into contact with algae, rinse the area with clean, fresh water, and suspected harmful algae bloom-related health incidents, whether human or animal, regardless of the season, should be reported as soon as possible at kdhe.ks.gov/1163. For more information on blue-green algae and reporting potential harmful algae blooms, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov/HAB. In Nebraska news, the Nance County Sheriff's Office reported that young partygoers damaged a home and cemetery, and when deputies came to break up the party, drivers fled with some striking officers. At around 10:45 p.m. on Friday night, Nance County dispatchers received a call about a large party taking place at an Airbnb rental property in southwestern Nance County. And the report said there was loud music and several minors drinking alcohol at the property. When Nance County Sheriff's deputies arrived at the scene, they found more than 100 people and more than 20 vehicles on the property. When the partygoers saw the deputies, several of them fled on foot or in vehicles, and deputies tried to contain the partygoers, who began driving vehicles erratically, attempting to get away. The sheriff said 8 vehicles were driven in a reckless manner and crashed into the ditch along Valley Road near the property that's located north of Palmer in southwest Nance County, about 40 minutes northeast of Grand Island. The sheriff said 2 deputies suffered minor injuries, with one injuring their leg and the other sustaining a shoulder injury. Deputies were able to contact several of the young people, who were all identified as being under 21 years old. Nance County deputies discovered that the property was rented out by an 18-year-old on the Airbnb app. Deputies reported that the damage included graffiti on the interior walls, damage to furniture, and damage to floors. Vehicles also damaged multiple headstones in the nearby Glenwood Cemetery as they tried to get away. Deputies issued more than 30 citations for minors in possession of alcohol and recovered hundreds of alcoholic drinks from the property. Other charges are currently pending and under investigation. According to the Lincoln County District Court records, on Monday, 30-year-old Nicholas Hedgeland of North Platte was given a sentence of 10 years in prison on one count of attempted first-degree sexual assault of a child, and he previously pled guilty to the charge. In exchange for his plea, the charge was reduced from first-degree sexual assault of a child. According to the arrest affidavit, the victim reported that she was sexually assaulted by Hedgeland over the past couple of years, with the most recent instance happening around September of last year. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, May 13th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Resolution 2024-08 was presented to the commission for adoption and signature, and Resolution 2024-08 is a resolution to appoint to the Office of Norton County Emergency Management, effective May 1st, 2024, Jeffrey Burmaster. Chairman Beidler made a motion to adopt Resolution 2024-08 with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. The Norton County Commission, serving as the May 7, 2024 Special Election Canvass Board, reviewed the election results and canvassed the provisional ballots. Upon final review, the totals will be added and certified. Ted White with Norton County Solid Waste provided inspection reports to the commission from a recent review. The inspection indicates some stormwater runoff that will need to be addressed, and Ted stated that a rock or concrete barrier would help with control. Ted provided information to the commission on an F-750 dump truck being offered for sale by United Rentals. After review and upon Ted's approval after inspection of the vehicle, a motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the purchase with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. Ted then reported that availability of poles to complete the fencing at the solid waste site is limited, so Ted will continue to look for fencing supplies. Mid-month vouchers were presented to the commission for review and signature, and upon review, the vouchers were signed and approved. The commission discussed the sale of the 2012 Cat 12M grader to Graham County. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the sale for $72,000 to Graham County, with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the May 6, 2024 minutes, with a second from Chairman Beidler, and the motion passed. Dallas Goslin with the Norton City County Economic Development presented the renewal contract for Pinger Smith & Associates, and the contract will also be presented to the Economic Development Board. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the contract, with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed. Dallas then updated the commission on the revolving loan program and the process finalizing the application. Dallas also stated that child care has been a priority topic for the past couple of months, and in the near future, he will be submitting an application for a child care center. With no further business before the board, the meeting was adjourned until May 20th. The community is reminded that the Norton City Code 15210C for water restrictions began on Monday, May 27th, and will run through Labor Day. The restrictions and rules that apply include that there is no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on any day. People with home addresses ending in odd numbers will water on odd number calendar days, and people with home addresses ending in even numbers will water on even numbered calendar days. Hand watering with a closable hose connection can be done on all days for potted plants, although there is still no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. There are no restrictions for certain businesses that include car washes and businesses that sell outdoor plants, shrubs, and trees. Should people or businesses desire a schedule for watering other than the odd-even schedule, such as a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, they need to make an application to the city office, who will provide approval when the plan is reasonable and furthers the interest of water conservation practices. For those that have planted new grass or sod, a special permit is allowed but must be applied for at the city office, and an exemption may be made for daily watering, though there will still be no watering between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Any violation of the restrictions or excessive water runoff on your designated day could result in a violation assessment of $25 a day. You can read the full executive order on the Norton City website at cityofnorton.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 86 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 56 and a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming south after midnight. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 92 and a southwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, should be clear with a low around 58. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday it should be sunny with a high near 84. On Friday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be sunny with a high near 88. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 85. On Sunday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 82. And on Monday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be partly sunny with a high near 83. Currently, with light rain, it is 63 degrees. The humidity is 94%. The wind speed is northwest at 20 with gusts to 25 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.77 and the dew point is 61 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets, secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. At the end of March, Welsh rugby star Lewis Rees-Zammit signed with the Chiefs to the NFL's International Player Pathway Program to be a running back, but he could also have a major impact on special teams with the way the new rules have changed, and special teams coordinator Dave Tobe said as much during his media availability after Thursday's OTAs.
Lewis has done above and beyond what I expected. I mean, he can kick field goals. I mean, he can kick off he could be a kickoff guy for us. I mean, he's every bit as good as Justin is moving the football and stuff like that. Kickoffs, and he's really working hard at the returner job. You know, I got him in there as a starter right now, so he gets as many reps as he can. But he's a student of the game. He comes in after practice. He wants to be great. He's a great athlete. He just got such a long way to go football mentally wise. I mean, these guys have been playing since fourth grade, you know, and he hasn't played football until now. So there's a long way to go, you know, with that part of it, but he's on the accelerated program. He's doing well.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad.
June is Men's Health Month. Norton County Hospital encourages men to be proactive about their overall health by making healthy choices and scheduling yearly wellness checks. Men in the U.S. live nearly 6 years less than women and face higher risks for serious diseases like heart disease, lung cancer, HIV, and prostate cancer. Schedule your annual checkup today and follow the NCH Facebook page for helpful health tips and questions to ask your doctor.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
This morning, we have an area of low pressure across the central part of the country. The showers and a few thunderstorms are now stretching from the central part of Nebraska down into extreme northwest and north central Kansas. Those may gradually weaken and then start to move on off to the east of us. Cold front is going to be following that with a major trough of low pressure, and that will produce some thunderstorms this afternoon across northwest and north central Kansas. Those will gradually shift to the east and southeast. Some of those will be severe. The main threat is going to be some large hail and damaging wind gust, making an exit by later on tonight. High pressure builds in tomorrow. In northwestern Kansas today, some thunderstorms this morning with this afternoon's high 85. North central Kansas, scattered storms today with a high temperature in the mid-80s. Showers and a few thunderstorms today with a high 85. Sunny, breezy, warm in southwestern Kansas today. Our high temperature in the upper 80s. A few thunderstorms may develop in south-central Kansas with a high 85. Scattered storms in southeast Kansas with a high 82. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls this morning, first off on the livestock side, we are expecting cattle that was under pressure yesterday, despite the fact that we had a major packer reportedly buying some cattle in Nebraska at the 304 level overall. So it goes back to what we're seeing, the cash fundamentals. And weak as far as the pork is concerned, still kind of the same issue that we have seen here for the past several trading days. Overall in the grain market, mixed in the overnight market, slow trade as well. Wheat futures down 5 to 6, but 4 to 5 cents off of the lows. Corn about a penny lower, and soybeans steady to a little bit higher. A lot of overall weakness. First corn crop condition rating, overall very, very good. Everything doing much better than expected.